Oh, thank you a lot, thank you a lot. Yes, friend, you guessed it. That's right. Time once again for your old woods rider, Gelly Elliott and the Three Knotheads. Friend, we're sitting here under the big old pine tree. The pine needles are falling, and we're just having a big time. We're just hoping that you'd pull up a chair and relax there for just a little while. Because the boys and myself have got a few things here which we just got to tell you. That's all there is to it. So stick around. Relax. We'll start off here with a good tune. Features Jack. It's an old-timey hoedown, breakdown, they used to call them. Then they got fancy and started calling them hoedowns. But they still breakdowns. And Jack really fiddles a breakdown. And here he is with one of his outstanding breakdowns. Fast Train Blues. Jack. Well, all right there, Jack. Thank you there, buddy. Son, that really makes a goosebump raise up on me. I'm telling you the truth. That's mighty fine fitting. Friends, this is the last program in this series, and I wanted the boys to all come up and say goodbye to you, so I'll, in their own fashion, of course. And I'll start off with Herman. Herman Popolis plays the steel guitar over there, and Herman plays a lot of steel. So I'm going to ask Herman to say goodbye to you in his own way. Herman? Thank you, Herman. Thank you. There he is, friends. He's pulling off. Thank you a lot, Herman. Then we'll get over here to Jack, our hold-down fiddle player. Of course, Jack plays a lot of fiddle, sings songs and all that sort of stuff. And we think Jack is an outstanding fiddle player. Jack Youngblood. Jack, say goodbye to him, son. Well, thank you, Jack. Thank you. There it is. That's mighty fine, buddy. And then, of course, friends, due to circumstances beyond my control, here's the poet, Lewis. Lewis, as usual, he's got a poem. So he's wanting to read it, so here's Lewis Millett.
Parting is such sweet sorrow, so be careful with fire in the woods and forest. And don't get your feet wet, and I hope that all the kids will read good in school and all the...
Wait a minute, that's enough, brother, that's enough. Thank you, Lewis, thank you. That was a mighty fine poem. But speaking of that business about being careful with the fire in the woods and all that sort of stuff, he's got something there, friends. And that's what I've been telling you. Every time we come to you down the air lanes there, I tell you to be careful. I beg you to be careful with your fire in the woods and your cigarettes and matches and your woods fires burning off your new grounds and brush heaps and all that sort of stuff. You know all these things, friends. I've told them over and over to you. Of course, you already knew it. I was just reminding you. That's all. And I really hope that you people out there have enjoyed our programs as much as we've enjoyed bringing them to you. Because we have a swell time. The boys and myself, we live just the kind of life that you hear on these programs. We do. We try to get all out of life we can. We like the woods. And I don't believe there's a human being living that don't like to go out in the woods. I just don't believe there is. That's a funny thing. But everybody's got a certain amount of that instinct of some kind. I don't know. I guess you'd call it animal instinct or something. They just love to get out in the woods. And we got nice woods. We've always had nice woods throughout this good old United States in some sections, and we want to take care of them. We want them bigger and better, and God put them here for us to enjoy and use, and we got to be careful with them. We got to take care of them. We got to stop all this foolishness. You're driving down the highway. Put your cigarettes in the ashtray. Put your matches in the ashtray. If you're out in the woods, be sure your matches and cigarettes are dead out before you leave them. Be careful with your fires and all that sort of stuff. Well, I've been telling you that every day. Friends, remember that. Here's the next tune. I'm going to get the little girls to help me sing this one. They're here with me today under the old pine tree for the last program in this series. Shirley June is 12, and Baby Joe is 10. And we gather around the camp that night and sing songs. And we're going to try to sing one for you today, friends, on this last program, just like we would do it around the camp there. Now, I'm going to get the guitar and get over here where they are, where I can sit down, and I'll be right with you in just a minute.
Well, now, let's see. If you girls are about ready there, we'll start. I think it'd be mighty nice to sing a pretty old hymn here for this last program in this series. Y'all want to do that?
Yes.
Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll sing I'll Fly Away. You ready? Here we go.
That nice. Thank you a lot there, girls. That was mighty pretty. Yes, sir, I hope everybody out there enjoyed it as much as we did. Doing it for you, friends, little girls and myself. They're little bitty tots. Friends, you know, as I told you, this is the last program in this series. You know, I just want to right now officially declare war on public enemy number one with us. And that is fire. Now, we want all of you to join in and help us, friends, and I know you will. We want to keep these fires out. I want you to tell folks about it. You can do your part. I'll do mine. We'll all pitch in. We'll all do our part. It's just little simple things to do, and you know it as well as I do. So what do you say we do that? Now, you know, friends, if you friends out there like these little get-togethers that we have with you, if you like them, and you want us to continue coming to you through the radios and all that sort of stuff, if you'll give us a little cooperation and be careful with your cigars, cigarettes, and all that sort of stuff. In other words, help us to cut out these fires, these unnecessary fires. It costs the government so much and the state. Everybody loses when we have a wildfire. Everybody, you and me, our children. You can't win. There's not a chance to win. So if you'll cooperate with us and the average will show it up there in the books and things where we're doing some good, well, then we'll be coming to you more often. And that'll tickle the boys and myself to death, and it'll be money in my pocket, your pocket, everybody's pocket. Don't you see? I mean, it's really something worth thinking about. And Our nation is getting more and more wise to that fact every day. But we still have some few left. Just got to wake up to the fact. Now, they just haven't stopped to realize. And if by chance I could get in contact with these particular people and get them switched over, wouldn't that be nice? It sure would. Think about it, friend. Here's the next tune featuring Jack. Jack, our fiddle player. Jack, you want to do a good job on this last one on these series, boy. I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's play that old forever favorite fiddle tune, Down Yonder. Here we go, son. That's what I call some fine fiddling there, Jackson, old boy. Thank you a lot. Well, friends, we're about to run out of time here under the old pine tree. We're going to have to shove off down the trail. Here's my little thought I want to leave with you. We've certainly enjoyed being with you. And if we've done any real good, it'll sure show up in the records, my friend. With less fire in forest and wood. Hello! Well, there it is, friend. All over and done with. Last program in this series. Sure do hope that we can come your way again some of these days. Maybe we will. You can't ever tell. Friends, don't forget this program is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments from your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service with the cooperation of the station that you're now listening to. Remember, friend, only you can prevent forest and woods fire.
All right, boys.